Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves here. Kicking off hour number two, Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map from all around the world. I think about 800 of our listeners have gone to map.freetalklive.com, and they have added themselves to our international map of listenership. It's neat. You just plug in your location, your name, your photo, if you have one, and even a little phrase to go along with your entry, if you'd like, and you will appear on the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Good stuff. Visit it for free. Let's go to the phones. The calls have been rolling in tonight on this Friday edition to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, you know, somebody earlier called in with my story. I'm actually a college student, and I've been trying to start a libertarian club.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The same exact thing. You know, I used Facebook, and I looked for all libertarians, emailed them, started a group on there. And we have about 35 members. And
nice.
We've had people interested in starting a club for about 2 years or so. The problem is that in order to have a club registered with the college, you have to have a faculty advisor. We haven't had really any success getting one. So
doesn't that just mean that you just get one of them to just sign a piece of paper? They don't really actually have to meet with you or anything, do they?
Well, apparently they have to do something. I mean, because I've had people ask different professors and they've turned.
Can you get a janitor or something like that?
I think they have to actually be a very, very funny.
I was partially serious. as faculty, I guess.
The cook.
Yeah.
I think that might be staff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So there's no libertarian-leaning teachers on your college campus, huh?
I don't know
that you
them.
Know
I'm
of.
I'm sure that there probably are. The problem with it is that I am a computer science major, so no computer science professor is going to want to advise the libertarian club, you know. That's
why?
Well, that's not really
computer science would seem to be, like, much more swayed towards libertarianism.
Well, that's true, but...
I mean, Michael Badnarik was a computer programmer, ran a computer company. I mean,
yeah, that's right. A lot of them are, but I emailed all of my professors, and none of them responded, so...
Hmm. Let me ask you this. What would happen, I mean, if you aren't a official club with the school, can you still operate in an unofficial capacity? Could you still go and set up a table at the, you know, the common area and do outreach,
well,
or would they get would they jump down your throat for that?
No, you know, actually, we did do that one time during the presidential debates. The Democrats and Republicans both had a table, and we just rolled our own table up and had an Operation Politically Homeless. But
and you didn't get any heat from it or anything?
No, they were glad to have us there.
Well, good. Then I say forget about the official paperwork
right.
And just go out and do what you got to do.
Be libertarian.
Yeah, forget about jumping through their hoops.
The only
man.
Problem is that, I mean, libertarians tend to be sort of, you know, libertarian and kind of not have a lot of initiative. And I don't know, like, it would just be a lot easier if we could use, because we can't use the school facilities except the common areas.
Well, you know what it means when other libertarians aren't taking initiative?
I need to do it?
No, it means there's more for you.
Correct.
Well, you're right.
That means there's more for you. You get a bigger share of the initiative. Take it.
You get all the hot libertarian chicks.
Yeah, I don't know if there's very many.
Yeah, I don't know if there is either.
There are definitely some hot libertarian ladies.
Yeah.
There absolutely
look at our
are.
MySpace profile.
there absolutely are, but it seems like libertarianism is really growing in the young male demographic.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, the
in the last
thing,
3 years, you think that has anything to do with Free Talk Live? Just wondering.
Could be. But the other bad thing is that I graduate this semester, so, you know, it doesn't really, except for posterity, you know, it doesn't really make that much sense for me to start a club, you know.
Well, that's just it. Maybe that's why
leave
they
a
keep,
legacy.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
that's why they keep dying off, is because by the time you get the club started, you're already almost ready to graduate, and by that time you just get apathetic and you figure, well, why should I even bother with this? Nobody's even coming to the meetings. But if you can get people to get together and to meet and to do things, then just groom somebody to take it, to groom an underclassman to take control of it after you leave.
Yeah.
I helped start a club before I left my college that's still running. So
good job.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke, thanks for the call, man, and
no
good
problem.
Luck. 800-259-5791, 1-800-259-5791 to Wolf in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Wolf, what's up?
Not much. I was wondering if you guys heard about that tunnel that they found, the big tunnel under the border.
Yeah, running
from Mexico.
From Tijuana to San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild? It had concrete floors. It had electricity.
And 2 tons of pot.
Yeah.
Two tons.
That's just one shipment.
Yeah.
Huh?
So I was just telling Johnson that 2 tons of pot is just one shipment. That's just what they were shipping at that moment.
So ridiculous.
Now,
it points out
what the black market will go through in order to create the distribution channels that they want to create. People in this country are demanding marijuana every single day. That stuff's got to come across the border somehow. They've paid off enough border guards. There's a lot of it coming through on semi-trucks. But, I mean, if they've got the money. They make enough money off these drugs to where they could easily fund a tunnel like that and make it back 2 days later.
Why does the tunnel have concrete floors? Do you think the OSHA regulations require that they...
It's easier to roll... They probably have some sort of devices that they rolled...
But the tunnel was well-lit and well-supported with structures in there. Do you think it was because they were afraid of cave-ins? Because otherwise their employees might get hurt and sue them? Do you think that was what they were afraid of? Or I'm just curious because...
They just didn't want to suffocate and die as they were trying
but
to
you mean that
loads
they,
of money.
You
did
mean
it
they
all
did that
without
for self-interest, without regulation? How is that possible?
That's a great point. And this black market on top of that. I mean, without having any real legitimate competition or legitimate distribution channels, they still did all of that. So, interesting stuff. Wolf, what do you think about it?
I just thought it was pretty funny. I thought you might like, since it was a free market solution to the problem of getting the weed across the border.
Well, I don't know if it's a free market solution. It's a black market solution, which the black market is sort of free, I guess. There's no real no regulation beyond the fact that it's illegal.
Well, the market came up with the solution. That's what I was kind of pointing out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791.
Wolf.
Oh, excuse me. Wolf. I don't know where I got. Oh, he was talking about markets. Maybe that's where I got that from. But, yeah, that's exactly what you're dealing with drug cartels that make millions and billions of dollars every year. What, little tunnel? That's like a drop in the bucket for those guys.
I'm sure they're working on the new tunnel right now.
I'm sure there's 5 more tunnels that haven't been discovered.
Running to Brownsville.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Johnson, let's get started into this issue about the Republicans and Democrats and how it is that, we can't get started. Because Dave in Pennsylvania, Dave, the calls keep rolling in. We go to him. Dave in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. All right.
What's up, Dave?
It's good to talk to you. I wanted to make a comment, and I'm sorry I'm not on topic.
No, there is no. It's your show. You take control of the show. So what's up?
All right, terrific. Well, I listen on the internet.
Yes.
And I wouldn't say that I was offended, but I have to take a different approach towards what I heard from a show last week. I believe it was Thursday's show.
Okay.
Where Manwich took the opinion that the internet listeners don't matter.
Oh, I don't know about
what? Don't matter. Manwich didn't
yes,
say that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Now,
well,
how so?
Well, what I'd like to say is that I think that. The internet listeners are at least as important as the radio listeners.
I agree. I think the internet listeners are critical. They're the ones that are really working to spread us to more radio stations.
Because I'm not fortunate enough to have you guys on a market where I live.
Right.
Wait, are you listening to the stream?
No, I just listen on whatever you have posted on your main page.
Okay. I'm trying to decide what the context is, because as all I wanted was that for the internet listeners to have to hear commercials.
Yeah, the context, yeah, exactly. The context was is that you took the position that our podcast listeners are all completely useless because they don't listen to commercials.
I don't think I took that position. I think
well,
that,
you did.
I think
it's on the message board.
I think the position that I took was that they, in fact, not useless, but they weren't paying their way, as it were. Radio listeners pay by listening to commercials.
You used the word useless.
I don't think I used the term useless.
Yeah. I don't mind listening to a little bit of commercials.
That's what everybody said.
All right, Dave, hang on a second, because I want to come back to you. 800-259-5791, this is your show. You take control of the airwaves. You did sort of marginalize them a little bit last week.
A lot. I'm looking at this post that
I don't
Johnson's
think you said
about.
Useless. And I think that they're very valuable. The internet listeners have
they
been
are
the ones
very
that have been making the phone calls to the radio stations.
Phone calls and telling friends.
More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Everywhere.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from 7 herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cartabite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartabite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 1-800-259-5791, Friday night edition. You take control of the phones. It's Ian here with
Ann Johnson
and Manwich. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a very special section of our bulletin board system that we've reserved specifically to help expand our radio listenership. It's local.freetalklive.com. Since we're talking, we have Dave on the line. Dave in Pennsylvania. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. And Dave, you were concerned with, I guess, what Manwich said last week about the internet listeners, sort of marginalizing them, maybe more so than he should have. Hey, there's more rock music.
Awesome.
In the background.
It's an encore.
Yeah.
Encore performance.
And So you were concerned about what Manwich was saying, and I got to say that I think the internet listeners are extremely valuable. They are the ones that are out there spreading the show. They're out there sending emails to their friends, telling them to listen to Free Talk Live. They're calling local radio stations, asking them to put Free Talk Live on the airwaves. And I think that our internet listeners are great.
We had a discussion on the break, and, you know, Manwich, you said that most of them, you're under this belief that you know, most of the 2,000 listeners are do-nothings.
Well, I have a now I can't obviously I don't know what I said, and I'm, you know, this is it's always unfair to me because my memory is so short. To
mine is too. I just look at the messages
to say you know what I said on the show, but you know I have to. I don't think I said useless. Useless doesn't seem like one of the points
useless.
I was making.
You called them do-nothings.
But what I want to say here is I have a little post that I think talks about what my frame of mind at that moment. And it says, I don't want $3 from jobless high schoolers like Lindsay, and it's at a post, so it's referring to something specific, or people that are working for FTL like Driven, but there are 2,000 to 2,500 people that just listen to the show and do nothing.
But you don't know that.
You don't know that.
Well, hold on, wait, I'm not done.
I think you're generally way off base with
Let
that
me make, comment. I've got a statement prepared here. Ian has to remove the commercials every night before posting the archive. That's work. Work that less than 7.5%, and that's about the amount of people that regularly get the show and
amplify
the show. But
that's okay. I've been doing that forever. It's not a problem.
And, you know,
I've never asked for compensation for that.
The thing is I'm an old school radio guy. The fact is that people compensate by listening to commercials. That's the way I see it.
Right,
now,
well,
there's a new
old
system.
School, right, old school doesn't work anymore in new media, man. Which
there is a new system, and I see that you know, some of our
Everything we're doing on Free Talk Live is a new system. We're changing the. I mean, when Free Talk Live is successful, we're going to show the industry that it doesn't have to be done the old way.
Let me explain to you why new school works better.
Still not done with my explanation.
Well, let me explain to you why new school works better so I can...
You've already explained this before.
Yeah, you've explained this before, and let me hopefully convince you that why new school is better. In radio, you'd say advertising. You have your radio listeners are listening to your ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, a certain percentage of those radio listeners are actually going to follow up and buy a product based on those ads,
a percentage, yes.
Right. Now, if listeners are listening to Free Talk Live for free, and a certain percentage of our listeners give us money... All right, that aren't listening to ads, right? They're not listening to ads, but they're giving us money directly, right? That percentage with our 7.5% is a lot higher than the actual percentage of people that are going to respond to ads.
Well, yeah, in that case,
it's more efficient
than what we did the last week or whatever. It was a call to action, and a lot of them responded to it.
That's true. What we did last week ended up working. Dave, any other thoughts for us?
Well, what I've really like to suggest is that maybe you could just consider your internet market to be like how many affiliates do you have, 13 or 14?
About a dozen at this point.
Okay. Well, you know, why not just consider that to be the internet web page there to be your 14th market, because we are clicking
right.
We are clicking on your ads,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting feedback, and by us clicking on your ads, you can charge more for your ads.
You know,
that's what
I
consider it.
I was rash in my assertions. You know, I mean, I've seen a lot of advantages in the archive listeners since then. I mean, because people have asserted what the reasons were since then.
Yes, so you've done a good job of berating him via email. Is pretty much what it is.
Wow, they pounded me.
Yeah,
lots and lots and lots. I have an idea of how many archive listeners we have.
Dave, anything else on your mind?
No, I'd just like to say that you guys are doing an admirable job, and I would like to thank you for the job that you're doing, because you've really opened up my eyes, I'll tell you, and I'm sure that you've done the same for a lot of other people out there who never really paid much attention to the things that are going on. You're shining a spotlight into the dark corners of the government, and I'd like to thank you for it.
Well, Dave, I really appreciate you being out there. Thanks for listening, man. 800-259-5791, toll-free, 1-800-259-5791. The point I was going to make about local.freetalklive.com is it's somewhere that our listeners, whether they're radio or internet, but there's really no point in it if you're a radio listener, because the purpose of local.freetalklive.com is to expand our radio listenership, and we're doing it based on our internet listeners. So if you go there, you'll see there's a list of all the 50 United States. You just click into the state that you live in, and there might already be a message thread in there for your area. If there's not, you start one of your own. Then I'll come in there and post the local radio stations in your area that you can call and ask for Free Talk Live. It's a great way to be able to get to listen to Free Talk Live in your car, on your radio, and it's great for us because it gets us on more stations, which means more people hear the message of freedom and liberty. So
it's a nice way to listen. You don't have to hear it live. You don't have to be sitting right in front of your computer at that moment. You can have a radio with you instead.
And even if you aren't ever somebody that listens to the radio, if you're just somebody that can't imagine yourself going and listening to the radio, even if it was for Free Talk Live, it still wouldn't hurt for you to make those calls, because there's people out there that can't imagine using the internet. There's people out there that have never logged on to the internet and would never come across Free Talk Live if it weren't for us being on radio stations. So if you won't do it for yourself, do it for all those other people out there at local.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, tell me about these Republicans and Democrats.
All right, well, some new psychological studies have been done that are kind of interesting. Democrats and Republicans alike are adept at making decisions without letting the facts get in the way, is what a new study is showing, and they get quite a rush from ignoring information that's contrary to their point of view. Researchers asked staunch party members from both sides to evaluate information that threatened their preferred candidate prior to the 2004 presidential election. The subjects' brains were monitored while they pondered. The test subjects on both sides of the political aisle reached totally biased conclusions by ignoring information that could not rationally be discounted.
So they weren't actually testing them in an argumentative situation. They were just giving them, like, textual, factual information. It wasn't like they had Johnson in the room, you know, yelling facts at them to get them all excited.
Right. What it says is, with their minds made up, brain activity ceased in all areas that deal with negative emotions, such as disgust. But the activity spiked in the circuits that involved reward, a response similar to what addicts experience when they get a fix. The new study points to a total lack of reason in political decision-making. None of the circuits involved in conscious reasoning were particularly engaged. Essentially, it appears as if partisans twirl the cognitive kaleidoscope, their thinking part of their brain, until they get the conclusions they want. And then they get massively reinforced for it with the elimination of the negative emotional states and activation of the positive ones.
Translate that. That means that
basically they only, because they're ignoring any sort of information that conflicts with their worldview, they only reward themselves when they hear something that agrees with that they have to say, and they ignore everything that disagrees.
And their worldview is our team's right, your team's wrong.
Right. Basically, it says notably absent were any increases in activation in the, and this is technical, dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, which basically means the thinking part of your brain, the reasoning part of your brain.
So they were,
and I'll
talk
about what the test was when we come back. It's
so they
exactly
had,
what they did.
They had information. We're going to find out more about this, but they were given information. They looked at it, and their thinking parts of their brains just weren't doing anything.
Nothing. They were just completely emotionally involved.
Reasoning. Even though the info they were given was pretty damning, was pretty, you know, had a lot of evidence, and we're going to come back more and discuss this. This is interesting
Very
stuff.
Simple.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
800-259-5791. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy our live streams that we have. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both free, both online, freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, you're telling us about a study that was done. I'm not sure who did it. Does it mention it's like a university or... Who's doing this?
It was definitely a university. Let me see. It was Emory University, the Clinical Psychology Department. The study was led up by Drew Weston,
whoever.
He's the director of clinical psychology.
So what they basically found out here, as I understand it, is that they tested partisans. They tested people that are rah-rah Republicans and yay Democrats.
And they ignore facts and reward themselves by completely ignoring factual information. Even
it actually feels good to them to ignore the facts.
Yes, they get a reward. Their brain chemistry rewards them when they ignore negative information and they see something that is in agreement with their political philosophy.
So let's talk about the experiment.
It's almost like when somebody compliments you, you feel good.
Right.
Right? Well, whenever they hear anything political on their
side,
they're complimenting themselves because they're like, oh, well, this agrees with what I have to say. I feel real good about it.
Wait. I thought that they also got a good feeling when they ignored the information that was contrary to what they
Well, I'm not really sure. I believe it's that they're only listening to the good part.
Okay.
They're only listening to the good part. When they ignore, their brain shuts down. But they listen for stuff that agrees in anything.
I see.
So they twist facts. I mean, they're listening to only... Let's talk about
the experiment,
yeah, exactly
what they did.
Well, the test involved pairs of statements by the candidates, President George W. Bush and Senator John Kerry, that clearly contradicted each other. The test subjects were asked to consider the rate... Consider and rate the discrepancy. They played statements from both George Bush and John Kerry where they were contradicting themselves.
Yeah, I mean,
which is very easy to do to find with these partisan candidates because they're just liars and they're contradicting themselves all the time because they were both flip floppers, not just Kerry. So basically, the subjects were asked to consider and rate the discrepancy, and then they were presented with another statement that might explain away the contradiction. The scenario was repeated several times for each candidate. The brain imaging revealed a consistent pattern. Both the Republicans and Democrats consistently denied obvious contradictions for their own candidate, but detected the contradictions in the opposing candidate. The result is that the partisan beliefs are calcified, and the person can learn very little from new data. They're completely ignoring all new information. But Tom Hanks...
Tom Hanks.
Well, with any one of these studies, there's a control.
Uh-huh.
They test something. Well, other relatively neutral candidates were introduced into the mix, such as actor Tom Hanks. Importantly, both the Democrats and the Republicans reacted to the contradictions of these characters in the same manner, which means that...
Meaning that they noticed them?
Right.
Okay.
Now, what that means for people like libertarians is... The partisan candidates, they're ignoring all the flaws of their own party, but they're finding the flaws. They will find flaws just
as
often
as everybody else,
which includes us.
Okay.
So it's just, it's one of those things to be, to watch out for, as far as that goes.
I mean, well, we're flawless, so I don't know.
Flawless. I don't think that if they're, you know, if they're, their particular views, I don't think that they necessarily think that. So we've got work cut out for us. We've got do some convincing. Now, I have another psychological study that relates very closely.
Okay.
And it talks about ambiguity and how ambiguity messes with our brains. Basically, this study says that the brain responds both emotionally and often illogically when forced to make decisions based on little or conflicting evidence. Now, what you're saying is that we're flawless, but...
I was kidding, of course.
But here's the problem. They don't know anything about us.
Right.
So, basically, there are two types of choices. These types are known as ambiguous decisions and risky decisions. In a risky decision, a person is uncertain about the outcome of their choice, but has an idea of the probability of success. In an ambiguous decision, a person is ignorant of both factors. Psychologists would say that ambiguity is the discomfort from knowing that there is something that you don't know that you wish you did. They did a study, an experiment where subjects made ambiguous bets. They were having them bet while their brains were scanned using a functional MRI. So their brains were being scanned while they were doing this bet. In one example, the subjects were given the choice between betting money on the chances of drawing a red card from a risky deck that had 20 red cards and 20 black cards. That is where the probability of choosing a color was either 50-50.
50%, yeah.
And making the same bet they knew it was going to be 50-50, but where the color composition of the cards was unknown.
I see.
They don't know the color composition of the cards, but it's the same statistics. It's 50-50, right? In most cases, the subjects chose to make the risky bet. Logically, however, both bets would have been equally good because in both cases, the chance of pulling a red card in the first draw was 50-50. Basically, what they found is that the brain...
Wait a minute, both decks were 50-50?
Yes, they knew that both decks
were 50-50. But they weren't told that it was 50-50.
No, they were told that it was 50-50. They're like, you can make the exact same bet, but we're not going to tell you what the color of the cards are.
So what's the point? What does that prove?
That's the whole thing. It's that there is no... The thing is that the bet, they told them the mathematical statistics would be exactly the same with the second bet. But they chose to make the first bet, which was the risky bet, just because they knew the color composition of the cards. It makes absolutely no sense to not choose the set, you know, one deck or the other. They just, for some reason, chose the deck where there was no ambiguity in the color composition.
I think I would choose just because I know what one of the what the colors are.
Does it matter?
Wait, did they think there was going to be green cards in there? I don't understand the relevance of that.
Right, exactly. There is absolutely no relevance.
So there's no reason whatsoever for them to not choose the ambiguous
deck.
They're
just picking the known versus the unknown.
Right.
That's the only thing that's proven.
Right. And
now how does this tie in?
Because they don't know what libertarians are.
Right. And so they're making all these decisions biased to their own preferences and their own political parties. And they don't know what libertarians are, so they're just going to make the safe bet, psychologically. Now, the other thing that happens when they see something, anything ambiguous at all, is that the amygdala in the brain activates. And what that means is that it's fear. Fear is being activated.
Fear of the unknown.
Just because they don't know what a libertarian is, they're afraid of libertarians. So
interesting.
You know, they're afraid of libertarians, and so automatically they're going to perceive us as hostile. So libertarians, the only way that libertarians are going to succeed, the only way, psychologically, is through education. You have to be out there everywhere. And my solution, my idea for this is that libertarians have to be aggressively educating.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, we have to be...
We've been doing outreach for decades.
Yeah, but I don't think... You know the libertarian groups around this area and around areas as much as I do. They don't get much done.
Well,
You know, and as far as outreach goes, what, maybe an event every 4 months?
Well, I say that what this proves is that libertarians need... their policies need to be known. And the only way that they're ever going to be known is by libertarians having some control over something. And the only way they're going to have control over something is there's enough of them to vote. And the only way there's going to be enough of them to vote is moving to the Free State Project.
I think what I'm really trying to say is I think libertarians are too quiet in that...
Well, now we have a radio show.
Yeah, well, we do. But I think we need everyone. We need everyone to participate. Stop being quiet. Don't avoid political conversations.
I really agree with that.
I think a lot of people stay too quiet all the time and shut their mouths because they're afraid of repercussions of people looking at them funny.
They're afraid of what other people are going to think, and let them think what they want. We'll talk more about this coming back. 800-259-5791, what libertarians can do differently here in the 21st century. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you, including the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it for free, of course, by going to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So, Johnson, you just finished up giving us some really juicy information. Two studies in particular, one of them about how partisans, people that are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats and dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, the only people that get any sort of airtime in national media and the talking heads and those people, when they're presented with evidence that's contrary to their belief system, they shut off.
Yep,
the switch is just, they don't even really listen to it, they don't really analyze it, it's not even processed.
Nope.
And then,
they're not listening.
They're just not listening.
Right.
I'm not listening.
And then if they so they don't listen to info that's contrary to their belief system, but yet
see how he kept talking. He was used to that treatment.
Yet at the same time, once they're presented with some sort of information that will back up their belief system, then it's like a stroke fest, right? It's like they have almost like a brain orgasm in a way, and they kind of get off on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not erotic necessarily, but they you said, it related to addicts and the way they felt when they took their drugs. Well, so that means that when Rush Limbaugh is on the air and he's making excuses for George Bush,
yes,
and
that's why they can say such ridiculous crap and people continue to listen
because they're like addicts,
right?
They're like addicts. When they listen to these ridiculously partisan radio shows, they're getting a fix.
Exactly. It's like a political addict. And then so we're talking about
either
this
side, by the way.
From both sides. And yeah. So we're talking about that, and then we kind of got into libertarians and ambiguity and how people just don't know what it is that libertarians are all about. What it is libertarians are all about. In fact, some people know a little bit, but they're still so afraid because they don't know anything at all, and they're, you know, they haven't heard much about the libertarians, or it sounds like you're a liberal, and then they kind of read things into it. So when somebody also, I think that when somebody doesn't know something about a particular topic, they fill in. They just sort of fill in their gaps with their imagination as to what they think it might be about. Oh, you guys are libertarians. Well, you must be liberals because it's L-I-B. Oh, you're a liberal. You know, they just kind of jump to conclusions when, in fact, that's not the case at all. And so we're talking about some of the things that libertarians should do differently, because the Libertarian Party, for instance, has been around for a good 3 decades now. And, well, their voting totals in national elections haven't really gone anywhere. In fact, we had more votes in the 1980 election than we did, I think, in any election after that for president. So it's clear that there's a problem, and it's clear that doing the same old thing isn't going to fix the problem. And I like where you were going before we went away, Johnson, with encouraging people to not be so meek. Well, you believe in liberty. You believe in freedom. Don't back away from that when it comes to conversing with others. And
I think that people need to put information out there, and that's where, you know, I have this that I brought in, and I think it's important that we get information out there, because there is you think it sounds conspiratorial? I don't. There's a war for information going on right now. And
that much, I think, is true, sure.
And what I want to talk about is this thing that I found today that I found very interesting that the BBC published. Basically, a newly declassified document, and this is the way the article is written, gives a fascinating glimpse into the U.S. military's plans for information operations, from psychological operations to attacks on hostile computer networks. The declassified document is called the Information Operations Roadmap. It was obtained by the National Security Archive at George Washington University under the Freedom of Information Act.
What in essence does this mean or do, because we're running low on time?
It was written in 2003, signed by Donald Rumsfeld. This is an actual document.
Okay.
Basically, what it says is that information is critical to military success. Computer and telecommunications networks are of vital operational importance.
Of course, they want to brainwash people.
Right. It basically says the operations described in the document include a surprising range of military activities, public affairs, officers who brief journalists, psychological operations to troops who try to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of an enemy, computer network attack specialists who seek to destroy enemy networks. All of these are engaged in information operations. Perhaps the most startling aspect of the roadmap is its acknowledgement of information put out as a part of the military's psychological operations, or PSYOPs, is finding its way onto computer and television screens of ordinary Americans. Information intended for foreign audiences, including the public diplomacy and PSYOPs, is increasingly consumed by our domestic audience.
So what you're saying is the military has been putting out propaganda to the Iraqis, for instance, and somehow it's bouncing back and getting back to United States residents?
Right, because it's impossible now for, you know, stuff like that media. We live in
a
society where media is global.
They can't occlude that information to one particular area.
One of the things it says is late last year, it emerged that the Pentagon had paid a private company, the Lincoln Group, to plant hundreds of stories in Iraqi newspapers, all supportive of a U.S. policy.
I remember we talked about that.
Right, and they started to get back. And websites that appeared to be information sites on the politics of Africa and the Balkans were found to be run by the Pentagon. It basically, this document says that it recommends that a global website be established that supports America's strategic objectives. But no American diplomats here, thank you. This is a comment by the article. The website would use content from third parties with greater to give greater credibility to foreign audiences than U.S. officials would. It also recommends that PSYOP personnel should consider a range of technologies to disseminate propaganda in enemy territory: unmanned aerial vehicles, miniaturized scatterable public address systems, wireless devices, cellular phones, and the Internet. It describes electronic warfare. It sees the Internet as being equivalent to an enemy weapon system. It says strategy should be based on the premise that the Department of Defense will fight the net as it would an enemy weapon system.
They're going to fight the net?
That's what this document says. They want to fight the Internet as though it is an enemy.
I don't understand what that.
We'll go more into that.
What are they going to do? More coming back. Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lykus with another Car Clinic Minute. What do hot berry pie and your cool new car have in common? Need a clue? Well, don't be blue, because when I come back, I'll give you reasons to smile. Soft. Strong. Absorbent. That's Scott Shop Towels. I'm Bobby Lykus. At Car Clinic Service, we use durable Scott Shop towels instead of oily rags. Whether you're a service professional, like I am during the week, or a do-it-yourselfer, like I am on the weekends, Scott Shop towels fill the bill. Buy Scott Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. Sounds like a great idea to me. So what do berry pies and cars have in common? Bluetooth. While one may lead to the dentist office for an old-fashioned cleaning, the other's cutting-edge technology enables you and your wireless systems to interact while driving there. Imagine accessing your PDA for your dentist's phone number, calling it, making an appointment, updating your calendar, then ringing your boss to let her know you'll be late. All done without wires and without taking your hands off the wheel. Bluetooth's available in many new cars. What a treat! But retrofit systems like the Parrot can bring the technology to older models. Wow! Like a cavity-free trip to the dentist? Bluetooth will make you smile. I'm Bobby Lykus. Lykus, you'll love us! In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll-free 800-259-5791. Try to slip you in here in the remaining moments. If you make the call, it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there. It's all free. Bulletin board, system archives, live streaming, and more. Go get it all on the house. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help us spread the show, well, you should AMP Free Talk Live. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You can get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. For $3 a month, you get some really cool perks, like access to classic archives, an amplifier-only call-in line, and other neat things like that. And the final goal of the project is to reduce commercial time on the show. Once we reach our final goal with AMP, we'll cut back on commercial time by 25%. Seriously, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Johnson, you're in an article here about how the military apparently is planning on fighting the Internet. They consider the Internet sort of a bit of an enemy.
Yeah, basically what the U.S. Department of Defense and the United States military said is strategy should be based on the premise that the Department of Defense will fight the net as it would an enemy weapon system. And in that document, I'm not going to worry about the name. It's they say several times the phrase, fight the net. And their basic premise on it is that they're talking about how networks are growing fast and they can defend them, and we have to be prepared for attack, you know, hackers and attacks on networks. And their plan is that they want to be able to shut down the entire electromagnetic spectrum. They want to be able to shut down telephone lines. They want to be able to shut down radar. They want to be able to shut down all sorts of communications. Just shut it down. That's ludicrous. It is, and that's their plan. That's what they're trying to position themselves. That's what this document, our military documents, that's what it says, is that that's what they're aiming for. That's where our, and it's signed by Donald Rumsfeld.
They want to be able to shut down the entire electromagnetic spectrum.
Yeah, just flip a switch. And the only way that they could be able to do that, the only way I can think of, is electromagnetic pulses, which is basically a nuclear explosion without the explosion. It's just a magnetic pulse.
How would they do that?
They have ways of doing it. I don't know the science behind that one.
It's possible to do.
It's basically you create a nuclear explosion, but it's contained, but the magnetic force goes out. But not the explosion.
And it kills off anything electronic. It'll kill.
Well, what it does is it sends so much electricity into the air, the electricity is actually picked up by copper wires, and it just fries them. They heat up.
I see.
So your computer, your telephones, all of that stuff, if an EMP went off in the area, it'd all be dead.
Yeah, if it were on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If it's completely off, if it's like completely off and unpowered, sometimes enough electricity will build up to melt it anyway, but if it's fairly, if it's behind like concrete walls or behind whatever, maybe metal.
Phone lines and electrical lines all are lit constantly. So,
right.
If any wiring going to those devices, device like that would. I mean,
right.
Might be able to get your clock radio if it happened to be turned off, turn it on, but
right.
You wouldn't be able to use your telephone because it had been smoked. You wouldn't
right.
be able to use any electrical device because.
The only people that would be okay are those the guys that have wrapped their houses in tinfoil.
Wow. And we make fun of them.
I mean, talk about delusions of grandeur. I mean, these people in the Pentagon really think they can just do anything. And I don't believe they can because they're just a bunch of government bureaucrats. They can write all the papers that they want to about how they want to control the world's electromagnetic spectrum. But
are they ever
going to
do it? I don't know.
Making that a reality?
We've got enough soldiers
possible.
In other places around the world if we could deliver an EMP
a
grid pattern.
We can't even deliver the mail on time. I'm not concerned about that. Hey, we're done for tonight. It's Benny in here with
Ann Johnson.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night for the Saturday show starting at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. 3 hours on Saturday nights. Hey, we're done for tonight. See you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern. In the meantime, join us online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...